We start in the middle. And as we move further out, we encounter clouds of silicon, sulfur, calcium, and iron. The very outer rim is a blast wave of incredibly high energy particles. And we're out of this spherical object in space. Let's ask a scientist what we just moved through.
My name is Samar Safihar. I'm a professor at the University of Manitoba in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. CAS A is a supernova remnant. It's the remain of a star that exploded.
And this explosion sent out a shockwave, like a sonic boom, that traveled tens of millions of miles per hour.
And in the process, it's shocking the surrounding medium.
The gas and dust in the space around the supernova.
To extremely high temperature, millions of degrees, that shine in X-rays.
And these X-rays are what we detect with the Chandra telescope. But what are we trying to detect with these X-rays, really?
What we're looking at are the different elements which have been created throughout the lifetime of the star. So you could imagine we have a furnace that's burning elements into heavier and heavier elements.
So we start with hydrogen, which is fused into helium, which is made into heavier elements like carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, up to iron.
And once iron is formed, the star will collapse under its gravity.
And this collapse is what sends that blast wave that rips through space and scatters all of these elements into space.
And in the process, it makes those elements shine in X-rays.
But with the very first image that Chandra ever took, they also detected something else. Something that none of the other telescopes had detected about CAS-A.
The very first Chandra image of CAS-A led to a very interesting discovery, which is that dot at the center of CAS-A. This point, which is believed to be the collapse core of the star.
So when the supernova exploded, the elements in the outer layers of the star were flung out into space by the blast wave. But the collapsed core forms an extremely dense object.
That we believe is a neutron star. So this is what we've been looking for a long, long time. But finally, with the first light Chandra image, it's clearly there.
Since the first finding 25 years ago, Chandra has observed CAS-A many, many times. But why is this? Why return to this object in particular?
Why should we care about CAS-A? Why so many people in the community are obsessed with CAS-A? First of all, it's pretty. I find it extremely pretty, but it's really a nearby lab to study the physics of the extreme associated with how massive stars evolve and die and explode. It is the one example we have, really, that we can peer very closely, very deeply, thanks to Chandra and X-rays, at the aftermath of the explosion of a massive star.
So the contribution of Chandra's sharp X-ray eyes and the close proximity of CAS-A gives us a unique opportunity to study in detail a neutron star and the origin of the elements that help develop life on our planet Earth.
You can locate these heavy elements inside the remnant, but also we can measure the amount of these elements.
In CAS-A alone, there's about 70,000 times the mass of the Earth in iron and about 1 million times the mass of the Earth in oxygen.
These are the building blocks of life in the universe.
The oxygen you breathe, the iron in your blood, and the calcium in your bones. The elements created in Cassiopeia A is enough to form us all and the Earth tens of thousands of times over.
We are able to say how much is made in each of these explosions. So by looking at CAS-A and other similar objects, we can actually study the elements essential for life.
With the first X-ray image of CAS-A, we made that groundbreaking discovery of the neutron star. But it is the increasingly detailed observations over 25 years now that have led to this deeper understanding of where the building blocks for life in the universe actually come from.
Sometimes if something isn't visible to us, doesn't mean it's not there. We just need to accumulate more and more data. And that's what Chandra is allowing us by observing Cas A over and over.